You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Federal law, long-standing department rules, and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time. There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First, I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken.
Blah, 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 blah. Merrick Garland, Attorney General Merrick Garland, yesterday coming forward and explaining, I approved the warrant to search, or I gave the go-ahead to seek a warrant to search Donald Trump's home. Now, within the next hour or less, we're waiting to see what's going to happen because of Judge Reinhart ordering that on or before 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 o'clock Central Time, that the warrant and property receipt be unsealed. Last night, Trump said that's what he wanted. Still no official Trump response at this moment, but now there's a report out of the Wall Street Journal that they've had access to it. And they've seen that something like 27 boxes were taken, or rather 27 different pages of classified material were taken from the home. Exactly what those are, we're not sure. The rumors are rampant. There are reports that some of the documents inside the Trump home were were nuclear launch codes. Yet, they're playing around with words. There might be some documents that have some reference to nuclear facilities or something. It's uncertain. But launch codes, if they really believe that, if that's what they thought were in there, why would they take so long to carry out the raid? Now, here's what's breaking at this moment as well. This stuff, again, just like yesterday, you have to bear with me. We have a flood coming right at us. This is a tsunami of information. I'm trying to sort out what's real, what's not, what's partial fact, what's partial fiction, what's full-blown BS from either side. I'm not trying to be partisan here. I'm trying to give you the best I can, but I'm telling you right now, it's going wacko. The warrant apparently issued for the search of the president's residence was issued August 5, nearly three full days before the Justice Department and FBI decided to raid and execute it. So if they really believe there was something that sensitive, nuclear launch codes or things of that nature, why would they wait that long? So right there you have a red herring. They're trying to gin up more support. This is why we did it, and we had every reason to, and you, the American people, should be thankful. No, what they are doing, again, is giving us more reason to question the authority of our federal agencies that are supposedly on the side of law and order, not on the side of a political party looking to weaponize them to destroy a candidate who may or may not run again in 2024, but also go after any of those who might support him or have supported him. All of this against the backdrop, keep in mind that they know Hunter Biden and what he's had on his laptop, and the FBI has not raided Hunter Biden's home or even the Biden residency anywhere. Any of his beach houses, looking for any documents that might show our security's been compromised. My guest today will be John Daniel Davidson, senior editor of The Federalist, and he says the 2024 election is being rigged right now in plain sight. Well, you look at what's happening right now using the FBI, the Attorney General's office, to carry out this raid looking for what? Nuclear documents? And maybe it's just things that might pertain to nuclear base. Who knows? We're waiting to see everything fully unveiled, hopefully within this hour. We'll keep you posted, but we've got a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. Make sure you and your friends and family are listening. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Your eyes are burning, you're sneezing, it's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
And so tonight, on the fourth night of the worst legal week of Donald Trump's life, Donald Trump has to try to find a way to sleep knowing how very badly he misjudged Attorney General Merrick Garland.
I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter.
Merrick Garland has handled the most important week of his life flawlessly. And in the process, Merrick Garland has outsmarted Donald Trump at every turn.
The smug Lawrence O'Donnell of MSNBC last night talking about how Merrick Garland has outsmarted Trump and the American people because of how he played out the raid and being silent, letting everyone demand. We want to see the warrant unsealed and the receipt of property. Yes, we do. And we also want to see the affidavit and who signed it that was given to the judge who at one time represented Jeffrey Epstein's employees. We want to see who signed off on that affidavit claiming that what I saw and what I believe and I'm presenting to you is a good reason to carry out the raid, just as they were signing off on the dossier from Steele to carry out attacks against Trump. I could not tell you what is fact and what's fiction in some of it, and I know you can't either. But I want to see all of it, all of it. I don't care if it's damning you, Trump. If it is, so be it. I don't suspect it's going to be. But here you have the smug Lawrence O'Donnell last night. Oh, the worst night for Donald Trump. Oh, my God. How could he possibly sleep? And, of course, also MSNBC contributor and historian posting a tweet last evening recounting historical figures who had been executed for sharing U.S. nuclear secrets with foreign governments. And a former CIA chief shared the post with his approving tweet saying, "Sounds about right." The Washington Post from Thursday afternoon trying to offer more details as to why this raid was being carried out. A report citing sources speaking on the condition of anonymity, claiming classified documents relating to nuclear weapons were among the items FBI agents were seeking. That went from relating to nuclear weapons to launch codes. That's how fast that rumor mill blew up. And the left was loving it. And yes, yesterday, Merrick Garland did come forward, breaking the normal protocol in a case of this reason, in this case at least, and giving an explanation as to why.
The department did not make any public statements on the day of the search. The former president publicly confirmed the search that evening, as is his right. Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause. The property receipt is a document that federal law requires law enforcement agents to leave with the property owner. The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter.
Yes, Merrick Garland justifying why we're going to talk about this, because so many of you are interested. And we're trying to be fully transparent. Transparent as manure. Hard to see through sometimes, isn't it? Smeared on your windshield, try driving down the highway. But Merrick Garland, again, according to MSNBC, saying basically that we had things we were doing and we did it in a proper fashion. And the only reason we're staying silent is because we're trying to do the things as we always have, but feel compelled to speak out. Lawrence O'Donnell, again, of MSNBC, says, "Ha-ha! He pulled a fast one on all those GOP conservatives."
Merrick Garland stayed silent for 2 days as the two most important newspapers in the country, the New York Times and the Washington Post, got the dynamics of the story completely wrong by reporting that the pressure was now somehow on Merrick Garland. The political news media fell completely for the invented notion by Trump sycophants that the FBI search of his home was somehow going to be politically helpful to Donald Trump. Merrick Garland stayed silent through all of that. And in his silence, Merrick Garland got the leaders of the Republican Party to demand that Merrick Garland do what he did today. Merrick Garland, in effect, tricked Republicans into demanding to see the search warrant.
Didn't trick us into doing anything. We're going to want to see it anyway, weren't we? And I keep in mind that that same network you were hearing Lawrence O'Donnell on, MSNBC, was saying, had another reporter on last night talking about, you know, anybody doing anything with classified material and so forth could be found guilty of treason and executed. Oh, there's a breaking piece here from CNN. Let me get to this story for you. You'll want to know what this one has to say. This is another one of these things. I'm telling you, trying to stay on top of these things, the way they keep throwing them out there, and I don't have time to sort through and determine how much is true and how much isn't. This one now, according to the FBI, according to CNN, actually, the FBI recovered 11 sets of declassified documents, including some at the highest classification level. Fox News report the same. Wall Street Journal report the same. Numbers seem to be varying between 11 or 27. But the bottom line is, supposedly, they're all going to be made public in less than 40 minutes unless Trump files to keep them being made public. And he's already said, as of last night, make them all public. And again, back to Merrick Garland. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing. We are playing by the rules and the laws and the ethics. Here he is.
Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing. All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence.
Now, they're all presumed innocent. But they never judged Trump to be innocent. Never. Nor anyone supporting him. I'm not even trying to stand up for the man at this point. I'm just simply telling you, look at the background and what's been happening over all these years, how everyone else is treated. Once Obama came into office, how every conservative is treated compared to every liberal. And Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, lays out a background for you.
I've tried to look at this dispassionately, and here's my conclusion. Even in a vacuum, an FBI raid of a former president's home looking for documents to put in the National Archives, particularly when that raid includes rifling, allegedly, through the former First Lady's closet, is extraordinary. But we're not working in a vacuum here. There's a history. The Steele dossier, the Crossfire Hurricane investigation, the Robert Mueller report, the Carter Page prosecution, the Lisa Strzok emails, or the Lisa Page emails, the Peter Strzok emails, the recent whistleblower from an FBI allegations that some agents covered up the Hunter Biden laptop, and I could go on. Given that history, I think many fair-minded Americans are going to say, wait a minute, this looks political. This looks personal.
Personal. That's what it's been from the beginning. It got personal from the very beginning with Hillary when she began to call Trump supporters deplorable. And then yesterday, FBI Director Wray, using the same, perhaps by chance, perhaps intended, deplorable acts of this president. I don't see them presuming any innocence at any point, do you? And I will remind you, by the way, and Obama knows this firsthand, when Hillary was running against Obama for the first time in the primary, she expected to be anointed president. And here came this young upstart black young man from Chicago who suddenly turned her world upside down. And she sent Bill out there, trying to get everybody to stay on my side. And Bill went to talk to Ted Kennedy and said, hey, don't forget, one time this guy would have been fetching us coffee. Ted Kennedy didn't take kindly to that and turned his back on the Clintons and supported Obama. So Obama knows how Clinton will play. And now we also know how Obama has played using federal agencies and how Clinton certainly would have. But again, something I want to constantly remind you, and I shouldn't have to. This is, if we're not careful, you fall into the same broad brush stroke that BLM and Antifa were painting cops in general across the U.S. with. That they want to shoot and kill black people. They're going to take away all your rights. They're going to lock you up for no reason at all. And they'll shoot you for no reason at all. That's not a fact. Nor is it a fact that all members of the FBI, the DOJ, even in the Attorney General's office, are probably not all hand in glove on carrying out such rampant, careless, negligent, and possible criminal acts just to nail a man they hate and everyone that might support him. It is personal to that extent. And in fact, I remind you, anytime someone says it's not personal, it's personal. It's personal. But again, once again to Merrick Garland, mealy-mouthed Garland, defending his agency and certainly the FBI.
Let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves. I am honored to work alongside them.
No, they're honored to be in service to their country. Many of them are not so honored to have you working alongside them. I have, over the decades, known probably a couple of hundred different FBI agents, DEA, other Department of Justice officials, all considered outstanding, ethical. But what we're seeing being used now and how they're being ordered to do things, not so much. Nancy Pelosi speaks out. Stand by for this one.
Larry Connors, USA.
I think what is important now is to know the seriousness of what these documents were about, alleged to be about. We don't know. Well, hopefully we'll see more, but we don't want to see too much more because that might endanger our security. So when we talk about this, there are laws against the improper handling of this material. There are laws against that, and and we have to recognize that this information, as it is coming across, and we'll know more later, is highly classified, well above top secret.
So Nancy Pelosi speaks, reference the FBI raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. As I told you, the breaking news now, and of course we're waiting in the next 30 minutes or less for the document to actually, the search warrant and the affidavit, I take it back, not the affidavit, just the search warrant and the receipt of goods to be publicly released. I do not know if we're going to see the affidavit. I really want to see that because that gives the, quote, justification for the raid. But according to the Wall Street Journal, the FBI recovered 11 sets of classified documents among 20 boxes of material from the Trump Resort. Federal agents seizing, according to the Wall Street Journal, one set of top secret documents, the highest level classification, four sets of top secret documents, three sets of secret documents, three sets of confidential documents, the lowest classification. Again, it's not clear what they involved, but the word being circulated by the leftist rumor mill is all their nuclear material information. There was a report from the Washington Post that there might be documents related to nuclear weapons. Related to does not mean there's actually anything that would be threatening to the nation if they became public, but they're just not intended to be public. But then again, keep in mind, any president has a right to declassify anything at any time. But here you heard Nancy Pelosi say, we got to wait till we actually see. I would agree with that, Nancy. For once, I would agree with you. Let's wait and see. But I know many have already made up their mind. I haven't. I'm still wide open. We'll see what they say. But I also want to see the affidavit. You know who has made up his mind? And it's going to surprise a lot of folks. CNN anchor Chris Wallace. That's right, who left Fox News because he's no longer fitting in so much. He said today, well, you know, there's every indication that what happened yesterday, this kind of thing is basically, I'm finding it to be something like a raid. After a carefully vetted search, they went to a judge. They got a search warrant. They apparently notified the Secret Service at least an hour ahead of time. They basically did it by the book. This is an idea that's being seen by some as huge, and the word has literally been used, Gestapo tactic, by the FBI, just so out of touch with reality of what happened. See, I kind of sucked you in on that, didn't you? I made you think that Chris Wallace was going to say it was wrong. No, he's just saying it's all being mischaracterized by conservatives. Now, of course, believe it or not, there's something else going on that's very important. Right now, the House is in the process of beginning debate upon the Inflation Reduction Comedy Act. They move closer to preparing to send it to the president, voting 219 to 208 to be in debate on the legislation. And if it passes, it will be $400 billion on clean energy, $700 billion supposedly raised through corporate tax increases, and they still insist, we won't be coming after you. Well, in that same bill is 87,000 IRS agents to be hired. And when we continue, Senator Kennedy of Louisiana says, no, when you look at what the intent of the Biden administration here is, they will be coming after you. Please stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
For some companies, loyalty is a lost word. You give a company your business, your years, but in the end, you're just a number. But at Ackerman Toyota, loyalty is appreciated. Thousands of customers personally know this. New Ackerman customers quickly see it. Loyalty defines Ackerman Toyota for all customers and employees. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The IRS is not exactly a model of fairness and efficiency. It has a history. The Lois Lerner episode where she targeted conservative organizations.
Yes.
The recent release by, releases, I should say, by someone at the IRS of people's tax returns for political reasons. Mm. The fact that I don't know what percentage, a big percentage of IRS agents are still working at home. Their technology is basically two tin cans connected by a string. We have given the IRS billions. I used to be in charge of their budget, billions of dollars to revamp their technology to make it easier for taxpayers. They've wasted every single penny of it.
You know,
I think President Biden is going to live to regret this, and so is Senator Manchin.
Certainly would hope so. And, of course, Biden is not up for re-election right now, nor is Manchin. But there are members of the House and a third of the Senate that are up for re-election. And this monstrosity of a bill that they want to tell you is going to be better for you and will not cost you. We get it from the big corporate guys and the big money guys. But yet inside of it, it has an $80 billion boost to the IRS over a 10-year period. More than half of that money intended to help crack down on tax evasion. We have some questions right in front of us that they're just ignoring. And that's where we have a real issue. The Hunter Biden story. All this money that he got, have they checked and looked at his record? Supposedly he had an IRS debt, supposedly paid it. Did he or did he not? Al Sharpton still running around with hundreds of thousands of dollars owed the IRS. Maybe he has a payment plan that's still being adhered to. I don't know. But every time they want to make someone an example, it's always a conservative or an independent. If you're a liberal and you get caught in that, they look at you and think, you're really stupid. We gave you every loophole to get out. Now, Nancy Pelosi, in talking about this bill that they're now debating, because as I said a moment ago, they voted today, 219 to 208, to begin debate on it, that it's a procedural vote that indicates it has the support to pass. We're going to see who signs up for it in the end. But she's saying today's a really glorious day for us. We're going to send to the president's desk a monumental bill that will be truly for the people. The Inflation Reduction Act. It's the Inflation Reduction Comedy Act, Nancy. Be accurate. She adds, sadly, for all the good it does, without one Republican vote in the Senate. No, they didn't get any. And therein lies the issue I told you prior to this last election. If Kamala Harris is the VP and we do not have a majority of conservatives in the Senate, and there's a tie vote because Bernie's going to vote with the Democrats, she would cast the deciding vote, and so she did the other day. So the bill cleared the Senate, now to the House, and they're about ready to act on it and send it forward. Now, there was something else that happened yesterday regarding this. I talked to you then and again just a moment ago about how the money is going to be spent regarding the IRS and all the agents are going to be hired. 87,000 new agents. Senator Kennedy is saying it's clear evidence they're going to be used to come after you. But let me take you back on something. Now, yesterday, we were telling you that the IRS website had posted on it, agents being hired must be willing to carry guns and use deadly force. And then it got taken off the website when word got around that that was on there. Then it apparently got put back on. I haven't checked today. I don't know if it's on or off. It's like your blinker. It's on, it's off, it's on, it's off. And I don't really care because it is a fact that many, not all, but several IRS agents do carry pistols and they do practice shooting and they are prepared to use deadly force because some of their involvement with tax evasion might involve drug lords and things of that nature, and they've got to be ready to protect themselves and the other agents and innocent people. So that's not that uncommon, and I told you that yesterday. But I want to share something with you that came up my post yesterday from a couple of listeners. Tony wrote, talking about hiring all these IRS agents. He said, that's going to help Chicago's unemployment. Tony, I don't know if you meant in reference that they would have jobs for them or if they're looking for people who know how to use guns with deadly force. I'm not sure, but that's your statement. I'll let it stand. Then Adam responded, yes, they, talking about these agents, are part of the Criminal Investigation Division. There's nothing amiss with this, nothing new. Armed IRS agents have been around for 100 years. It's disappointing this out-of-context misinformation is spreading so fast. Well, I don't know who you're listening to, Adam, because I made it clear that they do and have carried guns for a long time. It's just what caused the stir was it's on the IRS website. They pull it off, and then when the noise is made about it, they put it back on, apparently. That's the issue. Like they're trying to hide something. Adam's right. There have been IRS agents carrying guns for decades. I don't know. He said hundreds of years. I don't think so, Adam. But still decades. And rightly so. And I have no problem with that in cases they might need them. That's not to say every 87,000 member new IRS agent hired is going to be issued a gun and trained to use it when they come to check on your taxes. Most of them are going to be behind calculators and computers and checking paperwork, never even coming face to face with you. But there is something you should keep in mind. Raymond Arroyo was making a report on a Fox program about what was found in a GAO report. Now, when you hear this report, let me reemphasize before we start the tape what you're going to hear. He's going to talk about a GAO report on what they found, I believe it was 2017, and we don't know how much has changed since then. This must have been the last such report. But it raises again some questions, and we had already heard, I know numerous gun dealers there tell me, man, we're running, the ammo's running out. The government's buying up all the ammo. Why is the government buying up the ammo? And it wasn't just for the military. It wasn't just for police agencies, unless you want to consider the IRS a police agency, which I'll accept. But when he gives you details of this report, and then the anchor asks Senator Kennedy for his response, just listen.
A 2017 GOA report, that's a government accounting office report, found they have in their possession, the IRS, 5 million rounds of ammo and 5,000 plus weapons.
When you say ammo, what do you mean?
I mean ammunition. I mean guns. I mean the armed agents.
Wait a minute. This is not a metaphor.
No.
Senator.
Well, you have to watch what government officials do, not what they say. All I know is that this recent bill that was passed is going to double the size of the IRS. The IRS will have more agents or soldiers than the entire Israeli army, by some counts, than the entire army of Great Britain. And they're going to be told to go forth with or without guns, and raise money.
Raise money from you. Some reports have estimated that those making $200,000 or less, 65% of the audits will be focusing on them. And you make $25,000 or less, you might be hit even harder by audits. Do you have attorneys ready to defend you and back you up, even if you're correct on everything you've done, even if you've hired an accounting firm, you're still going to have to step forward and provide you got all the documentation. The firm only takes what you give them, and then they calculate numbers. Do you have attorneys that could back you up on that? How much are you willing to spend to prove that I didn't evade taxes? I have a right to avoid any taxes I don't think I should have to pay. But evasion is a criminal act. Avoidance is where you're entitled to do so. Do you have attorneys ready? If not, you might better start lining them up. And we come back, some more breaking news as to what they found in those boxes at Mar-a-Lago.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
The other day, some listeners saw me in Cafe Napoli, and one said, "We see you here all the time." I said, "Yes, you do. I am the Cafe Napoli ambassador." Truth is, I've been a Napoli customer for decades, when there was only the Clayton location, then Town and Country, now St. Charles. Trust me, you'll enjoy great food, drinks, service. Cafe Napoli, Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles, and tell them the Cafe Napoli ambassador sent you.
is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So apparently we have now, various news agencies have seen the documents provided for the warrant, not the affidavit, but unsealing the warrant as to what they're to search for when the FBI went into Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. And then also a receipt of what they took. That's still not the affidavit that gives the reasoning and who claimed that they saw reason to carry out the raid. And as I said earlier, there's been a report that there might be something related to, let me see, the Washington Post said, classified documents related to nuclear weapons. That's pretty vague. Was that drawing of a nuclear weapon? I have no idea. And you got the state-controlled media quickly saying that's treason if he took those kinds of things out. If he did it with the intent of taking them out and giving them to someone else, another country, or threatening our nation, absolutely. Absolutely, that's treason. I agree. But you're going to have to prove that. And secondly, did he even know they were in the boxes? Do you really think he packed all those boxes? Did he tell specific things to be put in and someone followed his instructions? Possibly. We'll find out, hopefully. But Trump today said nuclear weapons issue is a hoax, just like Russia was a hoax. Two impeachments were a hoax. The Mueller investigation was a hoax, and much more. Well, you can't deny that because they all proved to be false, didn't they? So his word appears to be better than the allegations you're hearing from the state-controlled media. But apparently the warrant was signed again 3 days before it was actually carried out. So if there's such a big concern about anything that might be nuclear insensitive, why would they wait? Why would they wait? Why wouldn't they expedite? And why would they do it under the guise of the National Archives need some of its records that you took out? Because that's what they presented to the judge, apparently. And in the search warrant that got signed by Judge Reinhardt, who is also been a friend of Jeffrey Epstein, representing some of his clients. There's a picture circulating on the media. I don't know if it's true or not, of him on the plane with Giselle, or whatever her name was, rubbing his feet while he's drinking out of a big bottle, apparently on a private jet, maybe headed to or from their private island, Epstein's head. I have no idea. I don't know if it's even a true picture. But he clearly has defended Epstein's employees from time to time. But again, if the FBI had gone to him and said, we believe there's nuclear material information there, I mean, they would not have waited. They would have moved immediately. And we were told yesterday Merrick Garland was not invited, didn't know anything. Christopher, you know, some, and they were all indicating it's going to be Ray who's going to be thrown under the bus, and then Merrick Garland comes out. He says, I signed the warrant. So when they were originally denying he knew anything about it, well, obviously, that was false. So how many red herrings have been thrown at us for us to figure out which is real and which isn't? A red herring is what you get in a mystery novel where they kind of paint a picture, this guy's guilty, like an old Raymond Burr movie. This is the person. You get them on the stand. Turns out that's not the person who did it. The search warrant reading, locations to be searched inside the office, all storage rooms, all other rooms or areas within the premises used or available to be used by POTUS and his staff, and in which boxes or documents could be stored, including all structures or buildings on the estate. Did not give authority for agents' search areas being occupied by the Mar-a-Lago members or not used by Trump and staff. And according to the property receipt, this one reviewed by the FBI, 20 boxes of items, including one set of documents marked as various classified TSSCI documents. That indicates top secret or sensitive information. But again, I remind you, the president has the ability to declassify anything at any time. Every president does. So I don't know if he declassified this or if it's even anything of any material evidence. There are so many things that have a top secret slapped on them just to keep them out of the public eye for a period of time. You want an example? UFOs. Right? For 50-plus years? We're going to be dealing with this in more detail coming up in the next hour. And I'm also going to be joined by a guest in the next hour you definitely want to hear from, because if you think all of this is trying to tarnish Trump before the election, if he decided to run in 2024, then John Daniel Davidson might have nailed it with his latest article in The Federalist titled, "The 2024 Election is Being Rigged Right Now in Plain Sight." Stand by, please.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.